from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A total of 8 charges have been laid against 2 young men related to 3 break-ins in a week at a pharmacy in Timmins. The suspects are an 18-year-old Iroquois Falls man and a 20-year-old man from South Porcupine. The burglaries took place on the 25th and 27th of January and the 2nd of this month. They're both in jail, at least until they go to court next week. Timmins Sean is the host of the U18 Canadian Curling Championship tournament last week at the MAC. Lacey Rigg of Tourism Timmins says the 42 teams of curlers and their entourages took advantage of everything from bowling to the Cedar Meadows tour and a visit to Dream Alpacas. And Rigg says many of them appreciated learning about our local history at the museum.
They were definitely really interested in hearing the history about the headframe just behind the MAC. And they love to hear the history of the McIntyre Community Center.
Rigg says many of the people she spoke to said they plan to come back in the summer to check out the Hollinger Open Pit Lookout and other seasonal attractions. The next update on the return to passenger rail service along the Highway 11 corridor is expected in the next few weeks. Timmins MPP George Peary says he expects Associate Transportation Minister Stan Cho to be in Timmins, announcing a construction schedule for a station in Porcupine. That has Peary excited, as does the earlier announcement of 3 new train sets to carry passengers between Toronto, Timmins, and Cochrane.
As you know, in the past, Ontario was kind of used to getting, and Northern Ontario anyway, and our second-hand equipment, 3 brand new train sets. I mean, that speaks to the long-term commitment to passenger rail in Northern Ontario and specifically the Timmins area.
Peary says the plan is still to have those trains serving the route in 2026. And not by train, but by plane, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau traveled to the Bahamas today. He's a special guest at a summit of Caribbean leaders. They'll discuss political, security, and humanitarian aid issues in Haiti. That country is in crisis with gangs vying for territory in its capital amid reports of violent sexual assaults and kidnappings and a crisis in healthcare. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.